Rod Brind'Amour, before we go any further, let me congratulate you on being in the inaugural class of the Hurricanes Hall of Fame.
Well, appreciate it. I think it's great that we're doing this. Going to start recognizing some of the guys from the past, and you know, I think it'll be a special night for those guys when we start rolling these out, and fun for the fans, and you know, just good all around.
I mean, I couldn't even nominate you. I'm kind of upset about that. I have this long essay about Rod Brind'Amour, but I wasn't allowed to use it.
Save it for another guy. A lot of them coming.
There's no question. All right. Seems like you've been off for a long time. You don't normally take well to layoffs. What are your fears about not having played a game in 8 days?
Yeah, I'm concerned just to start. You know, being a little sluggish, maybe a little slow off the mark. You know, we've been practicing hard, but it's not the same. So. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, that's not going to be an issue. I know we're playing a team that's just going to come at us hard as they can. So, it'll be interesting to see how the game goes. But, I'm a little concerned about that for sure.
It's also a team in Columbus with a lot of offensive firepower, adding Johnny Gaudreau to a team that already had Patrick Laine, Jacob Voracek, Zach Werenski. I mean, it just seems like they can definitely come at you offensively.
For sure. I mean, that you basically mentioned him. Boquist, too, is a young defenseman that sneaky how good he is. So, yeah, every night we're going to be – you said there's 82 of these that we're going to have. We're going to be talking about the same things with every team because every team has, you know, this type of group, and we just got to be worrying about our guys, make sure we're playing at our game.
What was the level of competition for jobs at training camp? Because – there were spots available both at the bottom of the forward group and at the bottom of the defense group. So what was that like for you? Because there were a lot of guys fighting for not that many spots.
Well, it was tough this year. I felt like, because you said it, we were, you know, we had some question marks, I guess is the best way to put it, on where we were going to go, which way. Had a lot of good options, though. Maybe that's different than in the past years. You know, not saying we didn't have good options, but we had much deeper options, I think, is the better way to put it. So we narrow it down, and, you know, we have three guys that still on the roster can't play tonight, but we know that they're going to be integral in parts of it because we are pretty deep now, and I like that.
There's no question there's deep. There's depth. There's also versatility. You have a bunch of guys who could play center, who could play wing. I know it looks like Paul Stastny will line up with Jordan Staal and Jesper Fast, and we know he's not going to center that line because that'll be number 11's job. But the versatility of your lineup has to be something that you like.
For sure. You hit on the head. I mean, we got guys that can move around a little bit, and the lines will move around. I mean, I hope they don't. I hope that, you know, we can just roll them out because that means things are going well, but we know how that goes. It'll change, and the fact that we have guys that can play kind of all over the place, multiple positions, it just makes it a little easier.
How do Seth Jarvis and Martin Natchez fit into the system in terms of being potential face-off options? They took some face-offs. I don't know if that was more by necessity or anything during the preseason, but are they part of your mix? I know Derek Stepan's in the lineup tonight, and he'll be your only right-handed center. But how do Natchez and Jarvis kind of alleviate any problems?
Well, it's a problem if we don't, you know, have that right-handed centerman like you mentioned, because it matters. It's such an advantage to have righty-lefties on the face-off circle. So we've worked with Necci and Jarvis, you know, over the years, or certainly Necci a little bit more, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see. They're definitely going to get a crack at taking it, and if they can handle it, that's a bonus for our group.
Where do you think this team is better, maybe, than other teams that you guys have put on the ice, especially for the opener, in your now 5 years as head coach?
Oh, that's a tough one. I hope we're better. You know, you want to get better every year. I think a little more experience, maybe. Obviously, we got a more of a veteran group now. Not just that our young guys are growing older, but the additions that we made, know, he brought in guys that are certainly been around a little bit and get what it takes to win and how to prepare. And he's kind of at stages of their career where winning is all it's about. So I would hope that that's, you know, that's basically how we're better. Better to handle all the ups and downs and just kind of keep consistent with what we're doing.
All right, and final question in a big picture kind of a way. What has this off season been like in terms of using the disappointment of the end of last year for guys like Sebastian Aho, Teuvo Teravainen, Andrei Svechnikov? How do you think they've used the end of last year to get them ready for this year?
That's a better question for those guys, right? But I think there's always that when you don't reach what you set out to do on the journey last year, we didn't get there. It's just more fuel in the fire, and you know, hopefully, you know, I don't know that it helps today, but certainly, you know, if we can get to that opportunity again, to be in that opportunity where you know you're in the playoffs and you're playing, and I think that's where it really kicks in. So they understand there's a long road before we can get there, and it starts tonight.
All right, let me ask you, just kind of following up in terms of Svechnikov, because I thought he was good, but the production wasn't there necessarily in the postseason. What are one or two things you can point your finger to on in terms of Andre's game that needs to just take another step forward?
Well, I think if he can just keep, I mean, he's gotten better every year. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, we'd love to see the points go in, but he was, you know, he creates offense every time he's out there. I think, but that we always talk about his ability to play when we don't have the puck. I mean, that's a huge thing that he's improved for sure. And, you know, still a ways to go. But you want him to be that, you know, you mentioned the Goudreau on the other team. Like, you want to be that threat every time you're on the ice. And I think he's, you know, moving toward that. And, you know, that's the kind of player that he can be, and that's definitely what we hope for him.
All right, good luck tonight against the Blue Jackets, and only 81 more of these to go.
Can't wait.